Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hump day. Due to overwhelming demand, Elton John has added a second San Francisco date to his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Elton John September 15th at the Chase Center. Tickets go on sale day after tomorrow, this Friday.
Ever seen him?
I never have. No.
I bet it's incredible.
Oh, I'm sure.
Closest I got was this kid Kirk.
Oh, yeah?
He sang your song at the school talent show.
Oh.
He was the drama geek in school.
Was it amazing?
He was really good. You just think of people as people. He sits down at the edge of the stage and does your song. Perfect.
Blew your mind.
That's a good song.
Sure.
There's power in that.
Yeah.
I imagine hearing the man himself do it would be like...
Must be amazing. Yeah. Mind blown.
Right.
And you can check them out. The tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. And if you're calling number 9 right now, looks like Nicole's on the phones. Usette's already up in Sonoma. You know, busily preparing everything for our stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We're heading there today.
Right.
She needed to make sure, you know, all the drinks tasted good. Or, you know, the food was just so... Meetings.
I think she said she had to get her toes done.
Yes. You know, she needs to get buffed and polished. So that's where she is.
We're not bitter at all about
it. No, not even a little bit jealous. At all. Why would we be?
Don't worry, though. All our bitterness rolls right off her back.
Yeah,
she doesn't care at all.
In fact, she says this on a daily basis. I don't care.
Right.
And then we were like, oh, boy, I thought I was going to get you with that one. But no, it turned out we weren't going to get her. Turns out. Hey, night 2 of Big Brother, the premiere event continues tonight. I don't know when you left the show last night, Vinny, but you got to go back and watch because they end with a...
Someone getting something,
bit
right?
of a doozy, and that person has a big decision to make right off the bat.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Was it the old guy? Did he get the position?
He did not.
Oh, because he made the first play for it.
He did.
Oh, well, usually the old guy gets out of here, so I just thought that'll at least save me. And I thought, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's a me move. You need to be a wee move.
So I was wondering how that would go for him.
Yeah, well, a little lobbying happens after that. Everyone who said, yeah, I want that, and one person winds up getting it.
Who got it?
I'm not going to tell you. You can watch. I'm not going to spoil it.
But I can't
Time
watch.
For the trash, everybody. Right. Yeah, you can. Just go back and watch it.
I have somewhere to be tonight.
Listen. Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn. I know. I'm not going to be able to watch it tonight either. Unless John somehow comes back to the room with me, which he's not going to do. He's going to be busy entertaining the masses.
Oh, so you'll stay at the pool party. I'm going to watch the show for sure. What I'm saying is I can't go watch last night's show.
Oh, well, don't worry. They do a 5-minute recap on everything that happened last night. I think that I may try to go watch it, but I'm just saying I like to watch it with John. And I know he's not going back to the room at 8 o'clock.
Oh, so you won't watch it because he won't be got
right.
it.
It's a bummer.
Is your brother and sister coming?
No. My brother and sister-in-law?
Yeah.
No. I'm bummed they're not coming. They would have loved it, but
they didn't do it.
Okay, let's start with the charts, shall we?
Okay.
These are the best songs in the country at this moment. So saith the music purchasing public or the music streaming public. At number 100, this is the Billboard Hot 100. Number 100, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home by Justin Moore. Quite a twang on this guy. Hold up your beer. Wish they was here.
It's authentic, sir. It's authentic.
Yeah, is that what that is? Yeah. I don't know. People... Anyway, that's number 100.
I can't tell. Do you like it?
No, I love it. Okay. God, you know me. I'm the biggest country fan ever.
Me too.
Not as big as me. Oh, green bean casserole. Mm. Oh, mama's old recipe.
I'm starving.
I actually do love green bean casserole. It's delicious. Skipping up to number 10.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, these songs. Chris Brown featuring Drake, No Guidance. Number 10.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Damn.
Embrace it.
You got it.
Lucky me. So anyway, Chris Brown has a whole record coming out on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And in a minute, we've got a new song that I'm sure will be in the top 10 next week. A new Chris Brown song. Play a little taste of that. Moving up to number 9, DaBaby. A song called Shug. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shug.
Okay. For the first time in, like, I don't know, 3 months, Sunflower is not on the charts.
Yeah.
However, and always it would be like Sunflower by Post Malone and Wow by Post Malone back to back. No, only Wow.
And they would
left.
Switch orders too every now and then.
6 and 7 basically were their numbers. At number 8, Post Malone's Wow.
He's playing at Life is Beautiful, the Vegas.
Oh.
On Sunday. I've
Are
never
we going
seen
this
him.
Year? Let's go this year.
I want to see him.
Are you going to go?
Probably not.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought you can't sit in a plane seat. It's bad enough when you have to go to San Diego.
No.
Hmm. Drake featuring Rick Ross, Money in the Grave, debuting at number 7. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's relatable, Sarah.
Yeah,
it's relatable.
I have two phones. One needs a charge.
This is a song that he released after the championship game.
Can you?
When they won.
Can you do me a favor and play the Rick Ross part?
Yeah.
Where is he? Let me see. I
just heard him go, chock, chock.
Yeah. I think he's in here somewhere.
He's just the hype man.
Here he is.
All right.
That sucks. I mean, it's great. Great new song debuting at number 7. At number 6, the Jonas Brothers' Sucker. We just heard it. For you. I'm a sucker for you. Okay. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber only does team-ups with people now.
Collaboration, Sarah.
Sorry, whatever it's called.
Well,
he's
hold on.
Shot.
Wasn't he saying he's getting out of the business for a minute there?
It seemed like he was supposedly going to back off, but every other day there's a new song. I have a new
so
song.
So maybe that's he's just
seconds.
Doing these little collabs and that's
all he does anymore. Clearly very busy with it. I don't care. Number 5. With the bad nights, in them with my baby, yeah. Khalid, Talk is number 4. At number 3 is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Duh. This is like the running theme on our show. Anytime anyone says duh. At number 2, debuting there, is Taylor Swift. You need to calm down.
Uh-oh.
You need to calm down. It was unable to unseat Old Town Road, now 12 weeks at number one, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. What?
I hope this kid's getting so rich.
Me too, and I hope that that little EP of his debuts in the charts. We'll know Monday, I believe.
Yep.
How he did.
If Billboard puts their charts out.
Yeah, if they do it. You know, it is week of the 4th of July, so maybe they're not going to bother.
That's a good point.
I read Nas X and Billy Ray crushed at the BET Awards.
Like, did they?
Yeah, they
did a live version. Did a live and everyone version. Was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It's all anyone talked about. Mm. So that's cool. Well, I'm happy for him. I hope he can keep it going.
People love this tune. I liked some of the stuff we heard. I was a little worried because sometimes you have a big hit like this and you can't recapture the magic. But
at the very least, I hope he makes enough to not have to care.
Right.
Oh, is this them?
Yeah, it's the BET Awards.
Look at him go.
He has got quite the fringy outfit on.
I love it.
But he's got the people in the crowd bouncing, and that's great.
Yep. That's what you need. You tell
Look
me nothing.
Cardi B singing along. I'll put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
You know what I would say to Nas at this point? Talk to Hammer about how much he spent on costumes and be careful there, because I think Hammer would love to have some of that money back.
Yeah.
Saying it here, though. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Right.
But listen, you know, don't even listen to Hammer. I think Hammer's problem wasn't his outfits. It was the 110-person entourage that he had going. Everyone he knew was on the payroll. And their cousins as well. Well, they're certainly having fun. That's a guy enjoying his moment.
Billy Ray's gonna do his verse here.
Look at them go.
It's like Brass. He makes enough money that he forgets he spent $250,000 on a Maserati
for that guy.
For that guy right there.
I love the big band sound of this, too.
I
know.
It's great, actually. Let's see here. So there you go. That's your number one
it's
song
so fun.
In the country.
I mean,
it
it's
is.
Great.
Can't
I
help
mean,
but smile.
And he's having the time of his life, which is what makes me really like him the most. It's clear.
I hope that this isn't the only time of his life. Like, this is the peak, and he's loving every minute of it and enjoying it. But you know, I always hope
you.
I'm not watching someone have the moment that they're chasing the dragon on for the rest of their lives. So the Chris Brown, let's see, where did he debut? I think at number 7. No, that was the Drake song.
10.
Chris at number. Oh, he didn't even debut. He was on last week. No Guidance. Chris Brown featuring Drake. So his whole record, it's called Indigo, and it's coming out on the 28th. And I really wanted Bryn to play me the new song that we got, but I see him in there.
He walked out.
Flirting with.
Sorry, it's a...
Flirting?
Yeah, she's flirting with.
Well, it's Mary Beth. You know, she takes care of all the commercials.
Well, I know how you feel about Mary Beth. You're just in there flirting with her, you know. Well,
we're professional here. I'm just trying to make sure the commercials get played properly.
Right.
What's the...
So the new Chris Brown song.
Oh.
So let's see if you can pick out who our collaborator is. I'm just going to tell you. It's Justin Bieber. Because that's what he does.
Oh, right.
He collabs.
And it has that sound, too.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we were commenting earlier that the production on this sounds very much like the...
A Mama Don't Love.
Yeah. What's the name of that song?
Love Yourself.
Love Yourself. That's right. I love that song. This is Chris Brown and Justin Bieber.
and ink.
Oh, and ink. Is that Chris Brown?
That's correct. Yeah.
Is that ink?
Yep.
Okay, let me hear the Justin Bieber part.
Oh. All right, let me see if I can jump ahead properly here.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's him. No.
It's nice. You know,
four chords. Let's have Guitar John just do this for us. Let's make songs like this.
Yeah, let's just do songs like this. That's a good idea. I still have to write that LBQT2SR57.
Oh, man. I sent you the email. Did you get that?
I did. I put it in my save file, you know.
All right.
Get to it at some point. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Pam Anderson. She broke up with a boyfriend that she's had for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Announced that he's a dirty dog.
Yeah, and has a whole other life going on with some other lady.
Uh-huh.
He's a French soccer star, Adil Rami, and she says he was physically and emotionally abusive, and that, of course, he cheated on her was the thing we heard yesterday. In an Instagram post that she put up yesterday, she said he was living a double life with another woman, called him a monster. She added, how could I have helped so many people and not be wise enough to help or able to help myself? She tagged the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and in a subsequent comment, she accused him of, quote, physical and emotional torture. She said, I did try to leave 10 times. Every time he chased me to say he'd die without me, he'd go to therapy, he wouldn't hurt me again. Rami replied on his own, saying, I'm not cheating. I'm trying to maintain a lasting relationship with my ex for the sake of our twin boys. I guess they were born in 2016. He didn't say anything about the physical and mental torture that she's alleging.
Wow.
I know. So, plot thickens on that. James Holzhauer went from killing it on Jeopardy to the World Series of Poker. How'd he do?
Flopped.
Yep, he died.
Of course he did.
Although, he actually, I mean, there were 1,800 entrants and he finished 454th, so he finished in the top third. I guess that's something. But yeah, he pooped out hard. It was a bust. You have to be in the top 281 to get in on the prize money. So I don't think he even paid it. I think he said someone was going to buy in for him. $1,500. And he walked away with nothing. He played semi-pro online poker in the early 2000s and then moved on to sports betting. And of course, he's got the $2.4 million before taxes.
Which is a thing. People do make money doing that.
They do. Right up until they're not making money anymore.
Well, it's weird that you hear, there's a lot of radio guys who are into the betting thing.
Oh.
And they talk about betting. And it's, betting's a big part of sports.
Yep.
But it's trippy to see, bro, you have a radio career. Don't blow all your dough on that. But apparently, if you know what to do and you play it right, you can make easy money.
And there are whole things on ESPN where they're all making their picks for whatever given weekend.
That's right. You know? That's what I'm saying.
You know, talking about,
it's a business.
Who they think will win and why.
Right.
It is. It's big. The Office. The American version of the show, The Office.
I never really got into it.
You know, I keep trying. I've seen a bunch of episodes, and my son is such a freak for it, and he just constantly berates us that we're not into it. But I'm like, you know what? I got 1,000 other things to watch. It's not going to do it. But listen, if I am going to binge it, and I'm going to binge it on Netflix, I need to do it soon.
Oh.
We all do. They're losing it in January of 2021. NBC Universal is taking it back because they're going to have their own streaming service.
Oh.
And that's supposed to start sometime next year. So after the news broke, Netflix tweeted out a reminder, we're keeping Steve Carell. He's going to star in a new original series called Space Force.
Oh, cool.
About the people tasked with creating the new branch of the U.S. Armed Services, as our president told us.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Space Force.
I remember that.
So then they're going to put, which will be great, because hopefully he'll run it just like he ran Dunder Mifflin. He's doing the show with Greg Daniels, who created the U.S. version of The Office. So it should have that same tonality. Space Force is the name of the show, and I'm not seeing a date when that's coming out, but that's going to be a Netflix original. Good job, Netflix. Way to keep people interested. God, a bunch of new seasons of shows I really love on Netflix just dropped, too.
Please tell me Ozark third season is
out. No, it's not out yet. Did you watch that show Dark, though? That was a good show. That's and The 3% is another one. Both of them have new seasons up there. Do I have time for this? Not really. You know what? I want to do this real quick because it's Pride Month, and I'm trying to get to as much Pride stuff as I can. Jake Owen. Just by the name, I'm thinking country guy. So in honor of June being Pride Month, he posted an online tribute. He wrote a few words from the heart, included a surprise song. He said, "Some of my closest friends and coworkers are part of the LGBT community, and I couldn't be more happy for the progress they've made. I'm inspired by people loving people, no matter who you are. I believe the world needs more love, no matter where it comes from." So with that said, I Googled gayest songs of all time, and the boys and I decided to put our country spin on this one. Hope you dig it. After love.
Dude, I like
that,
it.
I think that's a hit.
I totally like that.
His version's a hit. He's cute, too.
Who's this kid?
Jake Owen. The other country name. There's Luke's and there's Jake's. So he called it.
I like it.
He called it one of his backstage random songs that he's going to be releasing soon. I don't know if they're all covers, but that one is. So he took Cher's Believe, which apparently popped up as the gayest song ever. I didn't realize. Yeah, Google that and see what that one pops right up. It might now because he's been saying this.
Nope.
All right. No. Maybe not. They just look.
It's got to be Raining Men, right?
Oh.
Dancing on my own.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sung by women. No?
I don't know. You tell me.
But that is, I mean, if
it's
yeah,
Raining Men.
Sure.
Or I Will Survive.
Oh, that's a good one, too. You ever hear Cake's version of that?
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including how we're going to evolve. It's not pretty.
Fantastic.
Also, Holmes, you love them.
Oh, I sure do.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Night two of the big premiere event for Big Brother. Not too late to jump on board. Very exciting. We're headed up to Sonoma. We're going to have a great time at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Secret show and pool party tonight. And a live broadcast tomorrow morning that you are totally invited to join us for. That is open to the public, all ages. You don't need a ticket. This is tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. In the front yard over there, they got a big tent set up and they're doing breakfast and everything. One other thing. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance at Ariana Grande tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I just want to warn you this morning, at least USA Today was cool enough to put the story up and then say, if you click on this, there's a graphic photo that will be shown after you go here. Uh-huh. Apparently a father and child.
Oh, yeah. This is.
Have you seen this picture?
I haven't. I heard
it's
them talking
so
about it on the news.
It's so irresponsible to have just be putting that. And I don't know if it's because they're immigrants that they feel comfortable
or
putting it out there.
Or maybe they're trying to show people how freaking dire
it's
it is.
It's absolutely horrifying, though. And I hope that you don't have that thing shoved into your face without a warning.
Yeah, I don't like seeing pictures of dead people.
It's awful. So that's hopefully something you can avoid this morning if you go to your interwebs.
But know that it's happening and that, you know, there's a reason that people want to come to America.
So...
And what's happening to them when they try.
Not wings. Not getting to breathe underwater.
Oh, what?
Not disease resistant or even acne resistant.
Oh.
Everybody knows that phase where there you are in your 12s and 13s just trying to fit in and suddenly you have pimples on pimples. Mm. What the hell?
Yeah.
And not on my butt.
Right on your damn face.
Right where the leaves right into the room.
Yikes. Yeah, listen, acne is it's tough. They do have some good treatments for it. A lot of prescription stuff that you can do, but yeah, we need to evolve out of that. I'm with you.
This is a photo you might come across today online as well, but it's not nearly as horrifying. They do say, though, the creating of this 3D model of the future human.
Future human? Are we going to be portly and in a sitting position?
We don't appear to be very portly in the photo they've made here, but we will have hunched backs from hours of sitting over computers and looking at smartphones.
Yeah, I have one of those already.
Mindy, the figure they've made here, has bigger neck muscles to compensate for her poor posture, a thicker skull to protect from radiation, a smaller brain that has shrunk from leading a largely sedentary lifestyle. Humans in fewer than 100 years may also have claw-like hands from gripping their phones. Here's Mindy.
You know, I think they're not taking into consideration that we're clearly all going to get headwear that, you know, is fully AI and...
Oh, we are.
Yeah. Oh, boy. She is slumped over.
Kind of creepy looking, right?
Very. Yeah, I don't buy this.
Okay.
But only because I don't like it.
Right. You hate to think.
Right.
That's what we're becoming.
Now we're going to get these little eyepieces. It's going to be, you'll just blink to control them. You'll just think thoughts and they'll go through the diode on your head. And,
all right.
You know, don't worry about it. We'll be all standing up straight and very physically fit. You'll have to run on a treadmill to power the thing.
Oh, well, that
would
be smart.
It'll be like in Ready Player One where you have to, you know, run through your fitness thing first.
The most expensive home on the market in the United States just had $50 million chopped off the asking price. So that brings the price tag, bless you, down from $245 million to $195 million.
Oh, great. It's a deal now. Where is it? New York City?
It's been on the market since October.
Wow. Do you have a picture?
I have a picture.
Where is it, you guys?
It looks like the Louvre. Have you been to the Louvre? Not the Louvre.
The Getty Museum.
No, what's the place that the king used to vacate? Versailles.
This looks like L.A.
It looks like
built in the 30s, the opulent estate was made famous as the set of the 60s TV series, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, my God, how funny.
More recently, it was owned by the late Univision chairman and CEO billionaire Jerry Parenchio.
Boy, the gardens are spectacular. Like a really sort of detailed-looking English garden, it's very straight lines.
This dude died in 2017 at 86. He lived in the mansion for 30 years after buying it in 86 for $13.5 million.
Oh, boy, that's a deal. $195 million now. How big is it? How many rooms? What are we talking here? Do I get a bowling alley with that and a basketball court?
The place comes complete with a 5-bedroom guest house, a 75-foot pool and pool house, a tennis court, a car gallery for 40 vehicles.
Oh, my God.
12,000 bottle wine cellar and manicured gardens befitting the chateau in France, they say.
It's very manicured.
So this is in Beverly Hills, and it's going for...
That must be a huge $195
million.
Land,
it looks like he's bought up other places around it through the years and increased its land.
I see. So, well, if it's got a 5-bedroom guest house, I'm guessing that's one of the former neighbors. Although maybe not. Maybe he knocked them all down and just built the most fabulous guest house he could build. Oh, that sounds like a dream.
So that's the most expensive home for sale in the entire country right now. It's a mansion in Bel Air, California.
Even if you could afford it, you'd have to be a certain kind of person to live in a house like that. Like, that is a house that needs a full staff at all times. Like, you can't just buy that and... I think you need to grow into a lifestyle like that over the years. You know, really become entitled.
Or you were just fit for spoiling.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you started that way.
10 acres.
Oh boy! Holy crap! 10 acres in Beverly Hills.
Let's look at the.
They could knock that house down, subdivide, and probably sell for more than $195 million.
So it's 11 beds and 18 baths.
Oh, boy. 18 baths. I'm going to need a lot of housekeeping for that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Alan from Bananas at Large just wrote me and said, Rex said, Vinny said a bad word. Did I say a bad word?
No.
What? Did I say B?
What's the word, Alan?
Yeah,
what's the word?
What's the word, please? Alan?
I'll need to know.
I need to know
what I've done. I've been working really hard on that, by the way.
Sure. Well, you got kids listening to you now.
Right.
I gave up a while ago.
Good for you. Way to go.
Well, they're practically adults. They think they're adults.
We live in a gig economy now, Sarah. People are picking up gigs all over the place. Yeah. Uber, sure. Lyft, porn.
Ah, sure.
What? Hmm? There's a woman who was working at El Campo High School in Southeast Texas as a substitute teacher for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
But she was just fired for filming a porn in her classroom.
Oh, in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not where you do it.
The school district says it found that she'd produced porn movies in a classroom and a workroom sometime last month.
How'd they find that?
The students weren't involved, but...
She used them as a set. Hey, I've got a great location, guys.
The police also say they're investigating what happened and the teacher could face charges for trespassing and public lewdness, among other things.
I want to know who brought this to the school board's attention.
Yeah, I'm Jimmy's dad. I don't want to tell you how I found this, but this looks like Jimmy's class. I was just there for open house a little while ago.
There are no other details. I can't tell you if they're available for public consumption yet or if these things were...
Oh, I'm sure they're up there. Ready to be consumed.
It must be, right?
Sure.
Someone must have seen her work.
There must be a hot for teacher category on YouPorn.
And said, that's Mrs. Hadley! Yeah. What?
She is so much hotter than I thought.
I said hell.
Oh, hell. Oh, yeah, that's a bad one. H-E double hockey sticks. Bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher. Boom, 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 da, da, boom, ba, boom.
Oh, hell. Oh, that's a good one. Got
that
it.
Good.
All right. Scientists in Berlin, Germany say they found a chemical in spinach called, oh boy.
Oh, that should be good.
Ictistosterone.
Spell it.
Ictistosterone. E-C-D-Y. S-T-E-R-O-N-E. Ictistosterone. Ictistosterone.
Ictistosterone.
See what the computer says.
Yeah, let's see what the computer
says. Anyway, they say that chemical in spinach is close enough to steroids that spinach should be a banned substance for athletes.
Oh, how exciting. I got to start.
Which means...
Oh, hold on. Here we go.
One more time.
Ictistosterone.
Okay, I was close.
Very.
They think spinach belongs on a list of doping supplements, and they're also confirming what Popeye knew all along.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach, and Popeye the Sailor Man.
You gotta play that, bro.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Can you do that?
Sailor Man.
I'm Popeye
the Sailor Man.
All right. I eat me spinach.
You'd have to eat, they say here.
Our interns have no idea what song that is.
Yeah, of course they don't.
Almost 9 pounds of spinach a day, but they did tests and found that if you did that, you would increase your strength up to 3 times more.
Oh, my God.
9 pounds?
3 times as strong?
That's
even eating 1 pound of spinach is impossible.
Yeah, but if you've ever seen bodybuilders outside of the gym, they're taking like 3 chickens down at once.
They can do 9 pounds of spinach.
They don't even consider how that looks at the park bench in front of the grocery store as they're like putting their chicken bodies up there on the countertop.
Yeah, but 9 pounds is so
them
much.
Down.
Like by the time you finished eating 9 pounds, it would be exiting.
Yeah.
That would just be like a constant circle of spinach.
A dozen eggs, 3 chickens. I got it. You're trying to keep your weight up, but Jesus.
Got to give your muscles something to burn.
How about doing that at home so we don't have to witness
and also
the carnage?
Fart stink.
Ugh.
Anyway. These guys that are on that protein powder, like nothing stinks worse than farts from protein powder. Nothing.
I've experienced that.
So
I'm
you
aware.
Know what I'm talking about.
How do you
about?
Know about it?
Because I know people who've taken protein powder.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like gross. Puts it in smoothies. Ugh.
Oh, he still does it?
No, he hasn't for a while because I've been like, you can't sleep in this room anymore. You're waking me up with your bad farts. Oh, I should not have said
well,
that.
Well, there goes the anonymity. Well, boy, good thing you're not an AA.
Oops. Probably in trouble. Wish me well.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, he butchered Cher's song.
No, that was good.
I thought it sounded great.
I thought it sounded really good. If you like banjos, you know.
It was tastefully
Do
added
you
there.
Believe in life after love.
My friend and I were hiking through Standing Water last month, and we were joking about wearing rubbers on our shoes, and whatever happened to those, an ad for them popped up on my Instagram the next day. They are listening.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Well, that's not just dumb luck, Mr. Guy, that was on CBS this
no,
morning.
No, it's not, and it's obvious they are listening, but I keep saying, I'm sure their ultimate answer to that will be, then quit. You don't have to be on Instagram. It's not.
No,
it's not
I have to be.
Necessary.
I need to be on there.
Part of your day.
It's like Facebook Lite. I need it.
All right. You guys, I'll be at the Secret Show pool party tonight, and I am so excited.
It's such a good time. You're gonna have a ball. Can't wait to meet you. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go
oh,
crazy.
Hey.
Go crazy.
Speaking of kids shows, we weren't, but that's from...
Oh, the Word Party.
Word Party. I watched it yesterday.
And?
We love it.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
What's it all about?
It's little baby animals that... It's a learning show.
Uh-huh.
Word Party.
Like, what kinds of things?
Well, I didn't get to sit down and watch it for too long, but my kid loved it.
The older one or the younger one?
The older one. The younger one doesn't know anything. She was like, you know, trying to drink water and also trying to kill herself at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's what babies do.
Crawling into everything.
Sure.
Going for, I'm going for the light switch or the electrical
plug,
outlet.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
With my wet hand, that's right. I don't even know what the goo on my hand is, but I'm going to put it right
and
in
And even
that
though
socket.
We've got covers on them, you're like, get away from this. Oh, God. Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
My brother's getting married on July 19th. He went to the Hugo Boss store in Palo Alto. The service was amazing and the suits are awesome. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure my suit out right now. So I'll have to stop by there.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it until after. Well, this week we've got this thing going on today. And then next week is 4th of July, so you probably can't do it then. So you'll still have like almost two full weeks when
I'm gonna
you get
do
back
it.
To it.
No, no, no. I'm going to do it next week.
What about Friday?
Maybe Friday.
Mm.
But
Friday
I definitely
seems like a good day.
Am busy today
with three
and tomorrow.
Full weeks.
Today and tomorrow I'm busy.
Okay.
I'm leaving from here and going up north because I have to party tonight.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Play the whole song. I love when she's so into it.
We're out of time.
No,
coming
are
up,
we?
Yeah, coming up in this.
I think I said this to Vaughn, too, so there's going to be some of this going on at the party.
Because
you can't help
what
but,
wonderful
you know,
news.
Move. Like, it's a dance, a really good groove there, Sarah. I can't help but just, like, move my head back and forth.
It's almost scary how into it you are.
That and the Ariana Grande cover, too.
Oh, my God. It's like all
so
my dreams
great.
Are coming
By
true
the way,
tonight.
Ariana is 26 today, everybody.
Ariana Grande is?
Yeah, it's a
well, and we and by the way, we have a pair of tickets for her right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.